Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your...
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come into your presence, Jesus, once again, grateful for the chance to be with you. Grateful to have a relationship with you where no matter where we are, physically or spiritually, we can turn to you and reconnect with the source of our existence, with the one who sustains us in being, gives us all that we need, provides for us in the here and now, and ultimately the one to whom we will return and be with for all eternity. So I believe that you're here with me, Jesus, God the Father, Holy Spirit, the Trinity that's within me through the grace of baptism and reinforced through the grace of all the sacraments, maintained through all my acts of virtue and love, that life of the Trinity in my soul, that you're here with me. You want to speak to me, encourage me, guide me, lead me into all truth. Give me all good things. I believe that, and I hope in that. I hope in your goodness, your love, your power. And so I love you, Lord, out of kind of justice. It's what you're due from your creatures. After all you've given to me, it's just that I love and follow you, listen to you, and obey you. But I do it beyond just, I do it also freely, desiring, fully grateful and engaged. I want to meditate now on this Gospel of Matthew 19, 3 to 12. And ask you, Jesus, to speak to me through your word. Some Pharisees approached Jesus and tested him, saying, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any cause whatever?" He said in reply, "Have you not read that from the beginning of creation, the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' So they're no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, man must not separate." They said to him, "Then why did Moses command that the man give the woman a bill of divorce and dismiss her?" He said to them, "Because the hardness of your hearts, Moses allowed you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, and marries another, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "That's the case of a man with his wife. It's better not to marry." He answered, "Not all can accept this word, but only those to whom it is granted. Some are incapable of marriage because they're born so, some because they made so by others, some because they've renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Whoever can accept this ought to accept it." I can be tempted to see this gospel just as that repudiation of divorce. Kind of get brought into thinking of couples I know that have suffered through that, and think of situations and the complications that led to it, etc. But Jesus, rather than allow my heart to go there, which certainly will maybe create some pity or a desire for mercy and get caught up in an intellectual kind of analysis or wondering, I want to talk to you, Jesus, about the truths you're revealing, you know, the truth for my heart, for my soul. First, I'm drawn to that question, is it lawful? Like that, the question the Pharisees had was like, up to what point can we? Where's the line? What's the rule? What's the law? And certainly the law expressed for them God's will, God's heart. So there was a spiritual element to it, but there's also that risk of, can we do what we want? Is it allowed? Up to what point can we choose? Be thinking about the limits, the exceptions, you know. Does God's law align with what I want? But Jesus, you answer in a different way. You go back to in the beginning. What was God's original intent? Right? What did God really want? So it's not a question, what can we get away with? It's a question of what's the good that God wants to give through this? What's the ideal? What's he want? As John Paul II said, what's the truth that would set me free to love more fully? And the truth is that God wanted totality of gift between man and woman, that God wanted each of us to express that unconditional love that he has for us to one another, and especially to the spouse or for the consecrated soul, to the church and souls. Like that totality and unconditional love that God has for us is what we are called to have one for another, especially in the sacrament of marriage, especially in the consecration of one's life to God, right? And sure, Moses and God and some legally the church can create exceptions, right? Exceptions from the church's perspective of when, you know, when the first external actions of what would appear to be a marriage happened, the heart really wasn't where God wanted it, where the church wants it. What you really wanted in that moment wasn't marriage, according to what the church wanted. And so no marriage really happened. You weren't capable. You didn't choose that unconditional, life-giving, life-permitting love. And so it was your hardness of heart that Moses permitted exceptions, right? Because you were close to what God wanted to do there. And the hardness of my heart, Lord, is what sometimes leads to the incapacity to love that totally, completely, unconditionally the way you want me to. That's what you're inviting me to live, Lord. That's what I want to live. I want to think now, Lord, situations, relationships, things you're asking of me where I don't live that unconditional love or where I'm afraid to, where I want to hold on and protect myself, thinking that if I love that way, I'll lose something, that I'll be taking advantage of in some way, that I'll be unsafe or unprotected or risk something essential. And Jesus, I know the truth. Unconditional love for you and others doesn't take anything from me. In fact, it gives me everything. It sets me free to love in a way that's fulfilling. Sure, that may have elements of cross, but that will lead to eternal life. For what does it profit, as we meditated on last week? What's it profit a man to have everything but lose his soul? What's it profit to live a miserly, controlling, self-guided love instead of one that's a total gift without conditions to God and the other? It's true, not all can accept this word. And that true, it's, you know, if that's really the ideal, maybe it's better not to marry. Like, certainly, it's better not to marry if you have a miserly, selfish view of it. If you don't really want what God wants in it, life, totality, unicity, permanency, forever. If you don't want that kind of unconditional love that God wants to lead you towards through his sacrament, yeah, maybe it's not. Maybe it's better not to. Or at least open your heart. Yes, I want it, even though I know I'm limited and need to learn it. Need to be brought into the school of love through marriage, through the sacrament, so that my heart can grow and expand with life, with grace, and learn to live that ideal more fully. That's what I want, Jesus. That's what I want as your priest. That's what I know so many souls want. So reinforce that desire in my heart, Lord, that desire for the ideal of love, unconditional, total, complete, as a sincere gift, and give me strength to live that out. So I take some time in silence, pausing, to think about how I can live that out this day, how I can respond to your invitation through this gospel, to that married love that is no matter what and forever. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.